This is Radio Nepal, Manjil Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. One missing, five critically injured in Doti bus accident. Results of 691 out of 753 local units made public as of now. And World Health Organization confirms 80 cases of monkeypox in 11 countries. Now, the news in detail. As many as 12 passengers were injured in a road accident in Doti district this morning. Of them, 5 were critically injured. According to the area police office in Dipail, a child has gone missing in the accident. The missing child is identified as 18-month-old or son of Surendra Sahi of Chaurpati Rural Municipality in Achham District. The accident took place when the bus heading towards Achham from Kailali fell some 200 meters off the road at Gerupani Road section of Sikhar Municipality 1. Chief of the Area Police Office, Dipail, Rup Singh Thapa, informed that preparation is underway to send the critically injured to the other health facilities outside the district, while the rest of the injured are receiving treatment at Saileswari Hospital at Pipla. The reason behind the bus accident is yet to be ascertained. However, overspeeding is suspected as one of the reasons behind it. After 8 days since the May 13 local level election, more than 90% results of local bodies have been made public as of now. The Election Commission, the body responsible for conducting the election, has aimed to conclude the vote counting by May 24th. The Election Commission's assistant spokesperson, Surya Prasad Arial, said the Election Commission has instructed the concerned election offices to conclude the vote counting and publish the final results by May 24th. The vote counting should be concluded at the earliest as the five-year tenure of the local representatives elected in the last local poll has already expired on Thursday, and this will create a vacuum at the local levels. As of now, results of 691 of 753 local units have been made public, while re-election in some local bodies were held on Friday. Likewise, the Nepali Congress has been leading the vote count by securing victory in chiefs of 305 local levels. The main opposition, CPN-UML, is trailing behind by winning 187 posts in chiefs of local levels. Likewise, the ruling coalition partner, CPN-Maoist Centre, has won the chiefs in 120 municipalities. Newly elected chiefs of all local bodies across the country have taken the oath of office and secrecy. Chief election officer and district judge administered the oath of office to the heads of a municipality and rural municipality throughout the Kathmandu Valley and across the country. According to the preliminary results, an independent mayoral candidate of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balendra Saha, is still leading the vote count. According to the latest tally provided by the Election Commission, Balendra is leading with 33,290 votes, while CPN-UML candidate Kesab Sthapit is following him with 17,692 votes. Srijana Singh, the Nepali Congress candidate from the coalition, has secured 17,579 votes. Similarly, the mayoral candidate of Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Renu Dahal, is still in the lead in the vote count. Dahal has received 28,658 votes, while her closest competitor, Vijay Subedi of CPN-UML, has secured 23,104 votes. Likewise, Nepali Congress rebel candidate Jagannath Paudel has received 10,034 votes so far. Similarly, the mayoral candidate of Pokhara Metropolitan City, Dhanraj Acharya, is leading the vote count with 33,321 votes, while his closest competitor, Krishna Thapa of CPN-UML, has secured 29,852 votes. Meanwhile, Nagesh Koirala from Nepali Congress has won the mayoral post in Biratnagar Metropolitan City with 30,170 votes, while his nearest rival, Sagar Kumar Thapa from CPN-UML, secured 21,455 votes. 3 people who were killed in accident triggered by heavy winds that last that last Bharatpur last evening have been identified. Three people travelling in an auto rickshaw and a van were killed when a tree fell on them. According to the district police office Chitwan, one of the deceased has been identified as 28-year-old Maya Gurung of Gandaki Rural Municipality 6 in Gorkha and currently living in Bharatpur Metropolis 7. Similarly, 48-year-old Loknath Neupane died on the spot when a tree fell on a magic van at Baseni Chowk in Bharatpur. 11 people have been injured in different places due to accidents triggered by the strong and heavy winds. They are undergoing treatment at different medical facilities in Bharatpur. Two persons died in an accident in Arjuni area of Daiji Jalhari section of East-West Highway, Kanchanpur, last night. The deceased has been identified as 35-year-old Ganesh Bahadur Bam and 18-year-old Bhutesh Bahadur Bam of Betkut Municipality 5. According to the police, they died while undergoing treatment at Sethi Provincial Hospital, Dhangari. The accident reportedly took place when a jeep hit a motorcycle that Ganesh and Bhutesh were riding on. According to the area police office Jalhari, the jeep driver has been arrested and further investigation into the incident is underway. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at few places in the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 15.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29 degrees Celsius with 8.5 millimeters of rain. At present, there is a general effect of local winds and a low pressure line around Bihar of India and westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. World Health Organization, WHO, has said about 80 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in 11 countries, warning that more cases are likely to be reported. The WHO says that another 50 suspected cases are being investigated without naming any countries. Earlier, infections were confirmed in Italy, Sweden, Spain, Portugal, the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, where the first European cases was reported. Monkeypox is most common in remote parts of Central and West Africa. According to the UK's National Health Service, it is a rare viral infection that is usually mild and from which most people recover in a few weeks. The virus does not spread easily between people and the risk to the wider public is said to be very low. There is no specific vaccine for monkeypox, but a smallpox jab offers 85% protection since the two viruses are quite similar. Russia has declared a victory in its months-long battle to conquer the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Moscow officials said the last fighters defending the city's Azovstal steel plant have now surrendered. For months, the troops have been holed in the huge complex, preventing Russia from establishing complete control over the city. Friday's evacuation marks the end of the most destructive siege of the war, with Mariupol now in complete ruins. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the site's last remaining defenders had been given permission to leave. For many Ukrainians, it also turned the Azovstal defenders into national heroes who symbolized the country's stubborn resistance. Meanwhile, Russia has halted its gas supply to Finland, the latest escalation of an energy payments row with the West. Finland later confirmed that all the deliveries has stopped but said there would be no disruption to customers. Helsinki has been refusing to pay for its supplies in Russian currency rubles, but the cutoff also follows an announcement that Finland will apply for the NATO membership. Despite its invasion of Ukraine on 24th of February, Russia continues to supply gas to many European countries. After Western powers sanctioned Russia over the war, Russia said unfriendly countries must pay for gas using Russian currency, a move the EU considers blackmail. Last Sunday, Russia also cut electricity supply to Finland. It had threatened retaliation should Finland apply to join NATO. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. One missing, five critically injured in Doti bus accident. Results of 691 out of 753 local units made public as of now. And World Health Organization confirms 80 cases of monkeypox in 11 countries. Well, that's the end of this View Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.